This is the son of PCJ.
On shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet, this is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh no!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station. Now, at this very moment, you're saying to yourself, wait a minute, I hear a little bit of an echo. What's wrong with the studio? Well, there's a reason for that, actually. I am not in the studio this week. Why are we not in the studio this week? Are we on location somewhere or something like that? No, actually, it's not that glamorous. The reality is we decided to do some technical upgrades in our studio, as well as some better soundproofing. So the studio at the moment for Happy Station and other PCJ programs is currently going through a renovation. So we had to move all the equipment out into my house until we can move everything back into our studio next week. But I thought, you know, we could have easily run one of the emergency shows that we put on standby in case I get run over by a cat. But we decided not to do that. We decided, you know, let's record a show at my place. So I'm welcoming you to my home on this edition of Happy Station. There's not really much noise, except for the fact that it sounds kind of echoey at your end. But we will, I'll give you an audio tour of my place, and we'll even have a cup of coffee. Yes, a cup of coffee to make the program more enjoyable. So let's begin with a little bit of music, and hopefully we can get the cueing right, because unfortunately, Kevin is in my spare bedroom, where we set up the recording equipment and everything. So I'm not quite sure if he knows what the cues are, but hopefully he will figure it out. So we're going to begin with Paul Simon with Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Thank you. the coma, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek, and I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Me and Julio down by the schoolyard on this week's edition of Happy Station. Well, normally when we record the show, I head off to a local cafe and pick up a cup of coffee, and then that's what I drink when I do the show. And yes, it only is coffee. There's nothing else inside of it. despite the fact that some people probably don't believe me, but it really is coffee. Now, today I had to make it at home, which means I didn't have the chance to do it, or rather I should say I forgot. So I'm thinking, actually, what I will have is espresso. Now, I'm not making coffee in the traditional sense, meaning grinding up the beans and putting them into a coffee machine with boiling water. No, I'm using an interesting gadget, which I think some of you have seen before. It is called a Nespresso. You know, the Nescafe Nespresso. I believe Bob Zanotti on Switzerland in Sound even did a focus on the company. Well, it's not that one. It's a different type of coffee capsule machine. So we put the cup here, which is what I'm doing. And I decided to make something a little bit stronger because I'm feeling just a little bit run down today. So we put the capsule in. You're going to hear a bit of a hum that will continue for a few seconds. There we go. And it does that. It warms up. And then all of a sudden, there we go. It starts brewing the coffee. So we'll move away from it because it will be making a little bit too much noise. Renovations in the studio, you heard me mention. What are they? Well, we were having some problems with noise bleed through from the street that is below. So we decided to rectify that problem by putting a better door, insulating the windows, and as well as the walls inside the studio, and fixing some electrical problems that we have had. So that's what they're in the middle of doing. So next week, we will be back in our usual location. Now, I am a little bit silly sometimes, because this weekend was a national holiday, which meant I was very lazy with doing housework, so I have to find a spoon for my sugar to put into the coffee. Oh, that made a bit of a mess, didn't it? Well, it's okay. The cleaning lady is coming tomorrow. But I think I have to pick it up anyway because it's a little too much. Anyway, we had a bit of a holiday this weekend, so we had a barbecue at my place on Saturday. And there were a lot of people, and I didn't really get to organizing all the dishes, or rather cleaning them all. I did clean all the dishes, but I left all the cutlery outside, and I didn't get to it. So it's a little bit of a mess right now, but Oh, too bad you can't taste it. Absolutely delicious. Okay, we're going to have a little bit more music. Let's take a listen now to the Manhattan Transfer with Boy from New York City on this edition of Happy Station. Dum 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 dum. Ooh ah ooh ah, cool cool kitty, tell us about the boy from New York City. Ooh ah ooh ah, come on kitty, tell us about the boy from New York City.
He's kinda tall, he's really fine. Someday I hope to make him man of mine. And he's neat and also sweet.
Fantastic Manhattan Transfer with Boy from New York City on this edition of Happy Station. You know, just when that song was playing, I realized this is actually a great way to do the show because all I need to do is walk around my home and talk and I can do other things. And I just realized actually there was something that I hadn't done on the weekend that I normally do, and that of course is the laundry. And you're saying to yourself, wait a second, he doesn't do the dishes and he doesn't do the laundry. What kind of mess is the place? Well, there is a reason for that. This weekend was the national holiday, the double 10 holiday. And I had a barbecue on Saturday, so I wasn't able to get to all the things that I would normally do on the weekend. So I should actually start the machine up now. And there we go. So that was really the reason why none of this was actually done. You know, a moment ago, Kevin said, you know, why don't you do the show, take the microphone into the shower, and do a show that way? And I thought, well, thank God if we did that, it wasn't television, because otherwise we'd be frightening everyone. So by the time we end today's show, the laundry actually will be done, and I'll be able to walk over to the dryer and put it up. I'm actually now standing on my front balcony. I don't know how much noise you can hear, but it actually is noisier than it may seem to you. This is actually not really a main street, but it's a smaller street that connects up to a main street, and a lot of people drive down this one to avoid going through all the traffic lights. So it's a little bit noisy at times. Well, luckily it's not too noisy right now. But this weekend you should have heard it. Oh, it was, but not bad noisy. It was sort of a good noisy, because we had the fireworks display for the national holiday. Because Taiwan is now 100 years old, or I rather should say the Republic of China is 100 years old. So we had a very big fireworks display, not too far from where I live. And the nice thing, actually, where I am, because I can see the... That's my dogs, by the way, walking down the stairs from the rooftop. To the right of me right now, I can see the 101 Tower, Then to the north, I can see the pathway for the Songshan International Airport and the mountains that are surrounding it, including some planes that are coming in. And I don't know if you hear the chimes, but I have these chimes, which occasionally gets a little bit annoying when you're trying to sleep at night when it's windy, because they do this, you know. But actually, it's not so bad today. It's not so bad today. So anyway, let me give you a little tour after we take a listen to our next song. Oh, other noises. And somebody actually commented on this, a few months ago. They said, Keith, you know, we listened to Happy Station, and you recorded an interview in your place, and it sounded like there was a waterfall. What is that? No, I don't have a waterfall in my place, but I can play you the noise. Ah, what is that, you may say? Well, that's actually my fish tank. Yeah, my fish tank. Have a good maybe 17 little goldfish inside. Well, they're getting bigger. Had them for a number of years now, so some of them are not exactly tiny little goldfish anymore, but in fact are getting bigger. Anyway, we'll have a piece of music, and when we come back, I'll give you more of a detailed tour of the layout of my house, so you can have an idea in your head with a mental picture of what it looks like. But first, here's the one and only Dolly Parton, and From 9 to 5.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way. Step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5. What a way.
Parton, and From 9 to 5 on this week's edition of Happy Station. Okay, well, right now, at this very moment, I am standing in my living room. It's not a very big living room. It's not like, you know, it's not a grand castle or anything like that. It's a modest size apartment, but by Taiwan standards, it's actually rather big. And I have two sort of greenish-black leather sofas, with a, I don't know what you call it, some shelf units that's probably the best way to describe it, some shelving units. You can hear that outside the scooters, yes. Some shelving units, which are from a company called Muji in Japan. And this is where I have my television, I have my sound system, and I have some candles, some pictures, an old-fashioned wind-up clock, my albums, my CDs, my DVDs, my dry box for my video and audio equipment, more albums, a couple of bottles of wine, to be more specific, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight bottles of wine. So if you're in Taipei, we can have another party. We don't need to go and buy any spirits. A bottle of vodka and two bottles of whiskey. The funny thing is, and this may surprise you, but I actually almost never drink. I almost never touch the stuff. But this is stuff that, of course, people bring over as gifts, and I just end up keeping it. During the summertime, I ended up having to throw a few bottles of wine away for the reason that the wine went bad. Now, I live on the top floor, and in the summertime, it gets really, really hot. And what happened was, usually if I go out, because I have the dogs, I will leave the windows open with a couple of fans so there's at least air circulation. But it was still too hot, and the wine spoiled. So anyway, it doesn't matter so much because I didn't end up paying for it. Okay, time now for more music. And when we come back, more of a walkabout in my place. And I'm going to tell you about some upcoming programs on PCJ very soon. But first, here's Julio Iglesias with a song called Me Va, Me Va. Everywhere Julio Iglesias with Me Va, Me Va. Well, we were just in my living room, and I'm now in my kitchen. Not a big kitchen. It's an okay size. There's a dining table, of course, refrigerator, and a coffee maker, kettle, stove, fan, and this little thing, which I will make the noise right now. Ah, what does that sound like? Air, right? Well, that's actually something called SodaStream. And what you do is they have these special bottles. You put distilled water or bottled water inside, and then you add a flavor, and then you add the gas to it. It was a gift, actually, from someone. I use it all the time. I love carbonated water, so it's a nice little thing. I have an oven, more coffee makers and juicer, and then a lot of glasses. Boy, do I have a lot of glasses. And if I open up my cupboards, what do I see? Well, the first thing that I see in this shelf is this. That's just, of course, a bag of potato chips, which I think have been here for a while. Okay. Before I mention to you about some upcoming programs that are going to be taking place here at PCJ, well, we have a new series that is beginning in the month of January. Yes, a new series that's going to begin in the month of January called Say It With Music. It's going to be 52 programs. It'll be presented by our own Paulette McQuarrie, and each week will feature a very predominant musician. It could be a vocalist, like Ella Fitzgerald. It could be, let's say, somebody like Ray Conniff. It could be James Last. It could be Sarah Vaughan. It could be a well-known producer like George Martin, and many others. So that's a new series coming to PCJ this coming winter in the month of January. This week on Media Network Plus, on the weekly edition, we have an exclusive interview with one of Taiwan's top designers. And you're wondering, why are we talking about a designer on a media program? Well, it's going to be talking about new media. And I can't give too much away. You'll just have to tune in to Media Network Plus this weekend to find out. And of course, to find out all the details of where it's broadcast and when it's on, just go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. And you'll find all the information there. Somebody was saying to me, or probably I can hear some people saying, well, wait a second, where are your dogs? They're very quiet. Actually, they are very quiet. I'm standing now outside, and I can see one of them, Schoolboy, who is standing up there. Come here. Come here, guys. Come on. Come here. You want to say hello? Well, this is Ginger. They're very quiet, but I can make them bark. I can make them bark. I just have to hit one button. And hopefully, I've never tried it with them being outside, so I don't know if it's really going to work, but I could try. I just have to move my main door, and I will hit this button. And we'll do it again. The sound that you hear, by the way, is something that is quite common in some apartments here in Taiwan. No, it's not a doorbell. No, my doorbell doesn't sound anything like that. It is what's known as an earthquake alarm or civil defense alarm. Okay, that's enough. It's only me. It's only me. Yes, whatever. Okay, listen, it's only me. Stop it. It's a civil defense. He's going to continue barking and let's go back in. It's a civil defense alarm system. So in case, let's say, there's a major earthquake or an attack or something like that, this alarm will ring. And that I was just pressing the test button. And we actually test it once a year. And it's a little bit annoying because sometimes I could be asleep. The government people will come by and just start pushing it. And it's like 8:30 in the morning and I have three very large dogs, as you probably just heard, that just start barking like crazy. So it takes a little bit getting used to. Okay, time now for more music. We're going to take a listen to some of the music, or just the kind of music that you can hear on Jazz for the Asking. We're going to take a listen to two great vocalists, Mel Torme and Cleo Lane, from an album they recorded together called Nothing Without You. And this is a track called Two-Tuned Melody. Two-Tuned Melody. Now, I'm not going to name the tracks that are here, but let's see how many of them you know.
Isn't it amazing how a special kind of song can make you think of yet another melody? A mystery that's hard to understand. It's just that certain tunes go hand in hand. Every step
fills with jealousy
knows
when
the
they
one
see
I
you
love.
Out with me. Your confection goodness knows honeysuckle rose.
You. It's not the pale
moon
that excites me, thrills and delights me. Oh, no. It's just the nearness of you.
The path that we walked in, the garden we talked in, how lovely they look in the fall.
You just have to touch my gun.
Stormy clouds hover, and falling leaves cover.
It's sweet when you stirring it up blue.
Heart and soul,
you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Let someone start believing in you.
Know why I've been blue.
Let her hold out her hand.
Prayed each night for someone.
Let her touch you and watch what happens when someone who can look in your eyes and see into your heart.
If you wanna
let her find you and watch what happens.
It was a lucky April shower. It was a most
cold.
Convenient door. I found $1 million baby
to be broken
in the bang a 10-cent store.
Let someone
on the
with a deep love to give
on the
give a deep love to you.
That is where we'll go
and what magic you'll see. Let someone give their heart, someone who cares like me.
The autumn,
and let me play among the
by
stars.
My window,
let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words,
I see your face,
hold my hand.
The summer kisses,
in other words,
sunburned
darling,
hands,
kiss me.
I used to hold. Yesterday when
and
I was young, songs were waiting to
you
be sung. So many pleasures lay in store for me. In other words, please be true. In other words,
I'm in love with you. And the night and the music really do something to me.
Whenever I sing with you, feeling groovy,
sing a song.
Is it a crime?
Make it simple.
Loving
to
sing
last your whole life through.
Don't worry if it's not good enough for anyone else to hear.
Just sing.
Go on, go on, go on.
Sing.
So do me do me do me do me do me do me do. Throw your head right back and sing, 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 sing.
Two-tuned melody, Cleo Lane and Mel Torme, from the CD Nothing Without You. And if you enjoy that kind of music, I invite you to listen to Jazz for the Asking. And you can find it, of course, at our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and just click on Jazz for the Asking. Okay, now some of you are saying, wait, Keith, you know, we check out Facebook, we see your tweets, we've heard you talk about shortwave before. Are you going to be talking about the shortwaves or turning one on as I'm doing this? Well, I would love to, but there is a slight problem. A few weeks ago, as you may know, we had a typhoon. And it was very nasty. Not as bad as we expected to. But I don't take any chances anymore. So basically, I dismantled all my antennas for fear that we would have some type of problem. And I just haven't put them up yet. Now, where I am, really, in all honesty, reception is quite lousy unless I'm using an external antenna. So that is the reason why. Second of all, it's been actually rather windy for the past couple of days, and I don't feel like getting on ladder to go and hang them up again. Now, we're back outside, my garden. Yes, I have a nice garden. It's a balcony, actually, but a very big balcony, and a rooftop as well. And I have a lot of different plants. I have a passion fruit. I have a couple of cedar trees. I have a lot of mint. The mint that I have, it grows like wildfire. It only started off as a little plant, and now it's basically all over the place. A lot of rosemary. And it's actually a certain species of rosemary, which just is, smells absolutely beautiful. A beautiful, fantastic smell. I actually love it for cooking. A couple of rose bushes and some other tropical plants. I did have an orange tree, but one of my dogs, Schoolboy, who's the one standing on the stairs now looking at me talking into this big black thing, he decided to choose. And I hear the wind. This is normal, by the way, for this time of year, so let's head back inside. Okay, other rooms that I have. I have two bedrooms. This is the bedroom where we have the equipment set up at the moment. And then there is the bedroom. And actually, at the moment, I have a bit of a house guest staying with me. A few weeks ago, I found a little cat, which I've decided to call Scrappy. Hey, Scrappy. He was only 2 months old, and I found him in the street, and I thought, well, you know, I'll take him and then try to find another home for him. And he's grown very, very fast. And with my madness, well, I decided to keep him. I'll come play with you later. I decided to keep him. So for the past few weeks now, I've been trying to get him used to the dogs. Now, people have this misconception that dogs and cats can't live together. Well, this is complete gobbledygook. Now, the nice thing was, because he was a kitten when I found him in the street, he wasn't afraid of dogs because he hadn't seen dogs yet or anything. So I've been trying to acclimatize the dogs to him and him to the dogs. At the moment, he is not afraid of the dogs. The dogs get overly excited with him, and I have to monitor the situation. So every day, I put them all together in the living room for an hour. which is quite chaotic at times. That's the only thing I can say. Quite chaotic. Okay, time now for more music. Ginger, you're stepping on the cable. Time now for more music. Here's Kenny Rogers and Don't Take Your Love to Town. Or rather, Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
Country legend Kenny Rogers and Ruby, Don't Bring Your Love to Town. Well, let me tell you all the different ways you can get in touch with us. The easiest way, of course, is through our email. Our email is very simple. hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. Now, if you're going to be on the internet sending us an email, why not check us out on Facebook? Yes, it's very easy to do. Just do a search for PCJ Media, PCJ Radio on Facebook. Click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. The next thing you can do to contact us is by going to our website, pcjmedia.com, and you'll see a link that says Email Keith. Click on that, and you can fill out all the information there. We had a couple of emails that have come in because, as you know, last month we ended the PCJ Summer Shortwave Contest. People are saying, well, you know, I entered, and rotten luck, I didn't win. Don't despair. Don't feel sad. Not at all. There's no need to, because we actually have another contest that will be coming up at the end of the year. So, you have to stay tuned to PCJ to find out what all that is about. Wow, you know, it's amazing. Time has just sort of flown by. I'm not quite sure how much more time we have. We still have a few minutes. But, you know, I have to say, this is a great way to do the show. I could be doing, at this moment, I could be doing so many different things. I could you know, I just did the laundry. I just put the laundry on. I can do a little bit of dusting. I can wash the dishes. I could clean up the place. I can play with the dogs. I can make myself a cup of coffee, and I'm not confined to the studio. There's only a little drawback, though. I thought, you know, maybe I can do some vacuuming. Oh, actually, I should play that for you. Yes, vacuum and play. Well, I have this gadget. Now, as I mentioned, I have three dogs and now a cat, so there's always hair to pick up. And I have a vacuum, you know, the real vacuum. But I also have this, which is quite fun. It looks like a big disc, a big frisbee, or a flying saucer. And you put it down on the floor, and I hit this button. Yes, a robotic vacuum. Yeah, robotic vacuum. It's a little noisy. I better turn it off. Quite useful, actually, and it's quite useful, especially when you have a lot of dogs like I do, because I don't want to have to pass the real vacuum every day. So this one, I have it set on automatic. Right now, by the way, it's just going back. It's going back to its docking station. Anyway, I have it programmed on automatic. Schoolboy's barking now. I have it programmed on automatic, so the vacuum automatically turns on every day when I go out of the house, and then vacuums the whole place, and then when the battery needs to be recharged, it heads back to the docking station. It's called an iRobot. Fantastic thing. I mean, it is just fantastic. Of course, it doesn't do as good a job as, let's say, a real vacuum, but it sure beats passing the real vacuum every day. And the nice thing is I don't have to be home to do it. Yes, some of you are thinking, what, this guy loves gadgets. You know what? You're absolutely right. I love gadgets, and I love technology and the things that you can do with it. All righty. Well, you know what? We're almost at the end of this week's edition of Happy Station, coming to you from my home. Next week, we'll be back in our studio with the renovation work already concluded. So, before we go, once again, our website, pcjmedia.com. Get in touch with us. You can find out all our programs there. All the archive shows of this program, as well as the other ones, are all there. And also, I should mention, because I don't mention it enough, if you are on, if you have iTunes on your computer, by going to our website, for the individual shows, you'll see a link. And if you click on that link, you can subscribe to the podcast version of our programs in iTunes, which is really convenient because then when you open up iTunes, download, and it just comes in, and it's a lot easier. But you can also download the programs directly from our website, pcjmedia.com. All right, that's it. That's all we have time for. Johan is not here right now because of the renovation work that is being done. He is off doing something else. But Kevin right now is in the spare room getting ready to queue up our ending today. So on behalf of him, and I should get out of the wind, on behalf of him, I'm Keith Perron saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. Thank you.
Mihaela Demshik-Macquarie inviting you to join me every week for Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network. Details at www.pcjmedia.com and www.ukrainianrootsradio.com.
Hi, this is Ian McFarland. If you're an SWL and feel nostalgic for the good old days of shortwave, you'll be interested in three sets of CDs that Colin Newell and I have produced. The first gives you 100 ident and interval signals from stations around the world. Then there's the foreign language recognition course that will help you identify the myriad languages that you can hear on shortwave. And the newest CD set, a look at the past 20 years in shortwave broadcasting with some of my broadcasting colleagues, and a look into the future. The proceeds from the sale of these CDs are in aid of a charity, a food bank for the less fortunate in my city of Duncan, British Columbia in Canada. Learn more about these CDs on the dxr.ca internet website. That's dxer.ca. Good listening, everyone.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, switzerlandinsound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs. SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.